Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
It's Anna Daly in here, standing in for Andrea Gilligan today. Now, wheelchair users in North Mayo are missing out on visits to the beach because they've been denied permission to use wheelchair accessible beach mats. Teresa's on the line to tell us what's happening. Teresa, fill us in.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi.
Well, last year we got funding for some beach mats to enable wheelchair users such as myself to actually get onto our beach. And we have been told by Mayo County Council that they won't insure them. So they cannot be left on the beach.
So you're a wheelchair user, Teresa, who has been using this wheelchair accessibility mat. Is that right?
Yes, I am a wheelchair user, yeah.
Okay.
And I have been, I know what it's like. I've been on the beach with it. Like, and it's brilliant because, I mean, you can access the beach. You know, it's a crying shame that the council have not allowed us to continue that because, you know, I mean, where I'm living, I'm right beside the beach. I grew up beside the beach and not being able to access it because I'm in a wheelchair, I just feel like I've been punished for something that's out of my control.
Absolutely. And the fresh air, and it's so good for all of us that nobody should be denied it.
Absolutely. Nobody should be denied it. I mean, it's the fresh air. It's the, you know, you walk down to the beach, you have the wind in your hair, you've got the smell of the fresh sea air. It's great. It's good for your mind to be able to do that. And to get out of your mind, if you know what I mean. If something is worrying you or if something is bothering you, well, it'd be lovely to be able to go on the beach for a walk and, as I said, just get lost in the beauty of the beach.
I completely agree with you. The waves are good for your mental health, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it quiets. To listen to the waves crashing along the beach, it quiets your own mind.
Of course.
You're just concentrating on the waves, you know, on the sound of the waves. Like, and to be denied that, I mean, it's cruel. That's the only way I can put it. Like, it's absolutely cruel. Like, I feel like we're all being... I'm part of an access group here.
Yes.
In the Belmullet area. And, like, there are a number of us in wheelchairs. And, you know, we cannot... It's just a crying shame that we cannot get on to our own local beaches and be a part of, you know, if we have able-bodied friends or our families that are, you know, and like we cannot get onto the beach with them.
No, it's completely unfair. Why should you be denied access to what everyone else can enjoy? Rosaline Lally, the National Access Programme Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association, is on the line. Rosaline, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How common is this? And just maybe give us a quick explainer on it for the listeners tuning in this afternoon.
Okay, so I suppose my role as National Access Programme Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association is to support groups like the local access group there in Belmullet. We have access groups right across the country, and so these are disabled people who come together to lobby for issues that they find are barriers in their own community. So I suppose beach access is one of the issues that comes up right across the country. It's something that is dealt with very differently depending on which county you're in. From my own experience, I suppose really good examples of where beach access is working really well is like in Wexford and Donegal. So beach access is a real priority in those counties where these type of access mats are used on lots of beaches in those counties. And there doesn't appear to be an issue with insurance in those counties. So when the local access group would have approached me back a couple of years ago to talk about the access audit that they had carried out in the beaches here in Erris and Belmullet, I would have recommended these mats as being the ideal because I suppose these mats can be removed very easily or they can be put down permanently. depending on the location, I suppose. So a person in a wheelchair, like, for example, Teresa there. So we have examples of beach buggies around the country, like beach wheelchairs, which are great. But if you're an adult like Teresa, to get into a beach buggy, you require a hoist on site, obviously, to get in and to get out of the buggy, because you have to transfer from your own chair. Whereas these beach mats are ideal because you can stay in your own wheelchair, go on to these beach mats and access the beach the same as everybody else. And it's not just for people in wheelchairs, I suppose. It's also really good for older people, or people with reduced mobility, that they're much more secure and on these mats. So that's why I suppose these mats were the ideal here in Belmullet. And we had also checked with Mayor County Council at the time to make sure there was no issue with us using these mats on Ely Bay, which is one of our fabulous blue flag beaches here in Erith. So anybody that hasn't been to Erith, you know, come along and see the amazing beaches we have here. So there was no issue with Mayor County Council at the time. It's when we were in ownership of the mats then and went to put them down, we checked with the insurance, and Mayor County Council came back to say that their insurance company were not able to insure the mats, because technically there was a couple of things. First of all, Mayor County Council said because we didn't own the mats, that they wouldn't be able to insure them on the Blue Flag Beach. So we then went back to Mayor County Council and say, OK, can we gift you the mats? So Mayor County Council take ownership of the mats and insure them that way. And they came back again from the insurance company saying they could only insure the mats in really restricted perils such as fire, lightning or explosion. So again, so these mats are now, there's almost 5,000 euros worth of mats lying in a shed that can't be used. So it's obviously an insurance issue.
But can I ask a question, Rosaline? Yeah? Why is it an insurance issue on the Blue Flag Ely Beach in Mayo for the Mayo County Council, but it's working so well, as you say, the examples in Wexford and Donegal?
This is what we can't understand. So if you're a wheelchair user in Wexford or Donegal, then you have a right to access the beach. But it appears that if you're in Mayo, then you don't have a right to access the beach. And it's complete discrimination as far as I'm concerned. There doesn't seem to be any consistency across the country. I was just doing a bit of research this morning, and it is the same insurance company, apparently, that all local authorities use. So I'm not quite sure where the discrepancy is here, but it's something that needs to be dealt with and addressed so that we have real equality for people with
disabilities. Absolutely, you can't just isolate one community in Mayo while the rest of the country enjoy the access. We have Aaron joining us on the line in Dunleary. Aaron is a father of three children. One of them is a wheelchair user. Aaron, how have you found seaside accessibility in Ireland?
Thanks for having us on. But yeah, look, I echo what Rosaline said there as well. It can vary from different parts of the country that you go to. But there's an underlying theme where people with disabilities are left behind, and local authorities are kind of stepping away from their responsibilities, you know. We have the Disability Act, which basically says that when a public service is provided, then it has to be provided equally to everybody. And a perfect example locally is Dunleary Rathdown have recently introduced a seaside tour bus, free for the public. You jump on, jump off, great system and lovely service, but it's not wheelchair accessible. So I can take two of my children on the bus, but I can't take my daughter on the bus. So and in my mind, they're not meeting their obligations under the Disability Act. But their answer back to me is that, oh, there wasn't the time, or the tender process didn't include the wheelchair access. So, you know, whether it's access on the beach through beach mats, if it's local public toilets, we're changing places. And that's a bathroom with a hoist and a changing bench, which we need for our daughter. You know, local authorities really now need to start stepping up to their obligations. And people with disabilities are completely entitled to start making complaints under the Disability Act so that they can start playing catch up. You know, insurance or cost or stuff like that shouldn't really be the local authority's excuse for getting out of providing accessible public services.
Absolutely, because you know, as you say, Aaron, there's a great idea there with the free tour bus and all that, but one of the children is being discriminated against.
Well, that can't take her on it, or no. Anybody. And they say it's for the cruise ships. The cruise ships that are coming into Dunleary, there's over 90 of them this year. There's lots of money coming into the local authority. They say it's for the cruise ship passengers, but a lot of the cruise ship passengers are wheelchair users as well. So they're being excluded as well from it. So if you come off a cruise ship, you get on the boat, you get on your wheelchair, you can't get on the bus. You know, there's no excuse really for
it. No, it's bonkers.
In this day and age. And I think that local authorities really need to start up in their game and start...
And we all need to voice our opinions on it.
Equal access for everybody.
Yeah, that's it.
It's pure discrimination.
Rosaline, can I go back to you? I'm thinking of like a decked track that's on a beach in Greystones where I live, which only appeared in the last, I'm going to say, maybe year and a half, 2 years. And it gives that wheelchair access right over the sand and very close to the water, actually. And it's a brilliant access point for elderly people and anyone with mobility issues. Is that something that could be rolled out around the country?
Absolutely. There are a few of them. There's a couple of examples in Donegal, I think in Wexford as well, where the boardwalks are installed permanently. But there can be huge issues again. And we've come across it where there's environmental impact statements that have to be done before these can be installed in some beaches. So again, it's a huge barrier, even if the funding is there to do it. Sometimes it seems the birds and the bees are more important than people with disabilities. They always come first. And if it's going to impact the environment, then there's an issue putting this equipment in some beaches, particularly in the west of Ireland. So again, it depends where you live. Unfortunately, if you live on the east coast, like Aaron said, you know, you have probably a lot more amenities if you have a disability. But if you're living, particularly in the West Coast, I'm based here myself in Belmullet, so I know, like right across the West Coast, there are barriers every side you go, and Aaron is totally right. Local authorities need to step up and stop fobbing off people with disabilities and providing a little bit of funding here and there for beach wheelchairs, which they then give or gift to, different organisations to manage. So,
of course,
The Wheelchair Association, Enable Ireland and Galway. They're ticking a box, basically, saying, yeah, we fund beach wheelchairs, but we don't have to insure them and we don't have to make sure that there's risk assessment there.
Well, look, we all need to speak up. Rosaline, thank you very much for joining us, and Aaron as well. Teresa, we hope you enjoy the sea air again.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.